I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News with this special report of the McBride Fire. That's what fire officials are calling it, that began earlier today in the village of Ruidoso. Carrie Gladden, the public information officer for the village of Ruidoso, gives us an update.
We've got the McBride Fire, which is currently estimated to be about 3,000 acres. We have upwards of 150 homes and structures that have been destroyed. The fire is continuing to move in a northeasterly direction. Uh-huh. And we have two areas where we've issued mandatory evacuations.
What are the areas of evacuation right now?
We have basically all along Gavilan Canyon from the far south end of Gavilan Canyon all the way up through the north end of Gavilan Canyon, Eagle Creek, Lower Eagle Creek, Homestead Acres, and in the Moon Mountain area, Rim Road, Hull, bordered by Paradise Canyon, so that area, and then up to like Meander and Reese.
Currently, there is also a major power outage in the village.
We just had a huge wind event today. It started, you know, the wind was blowing hard from the beginning of the morning, but then as we headed into the noon hour, it was just sustained gusts of, mm-hmm. you know, 80 miles an hour. Well, PNM has been working on it, and their initial projection was that they hope to have it back on by about 7 or so. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're past that. We still don't have power, but I know that they're working on it, and so hopefully, you know, they'll get it back up sometime this evening.
What can the residents of the village do right now?
Residents of the village can just be vigilant and going in, you know, to the evening and be aware of your surroundings.
And MTD Radio News will continue to have updates from the McBride Fire in the village of Ruidoso. For MTD Radio News, I'm Tom A. Reese.